Now for the Chief of Police commencement remarks. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Chief of Police of the Los Angeles Police Department, Chief Charlie Beck.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir!
You know, usually I have a little space before you do that. Much louder, this close. So, today, we graduate our newest police officers for the city of Los Angeles. It's a great day. A great day for family. Great day for friends, a great day for these young men and women who embark on a new career. I have a few things that I would like to talk to you about, and the first will be to the friends and family. First, thank you. Thank you for what you have done, for the things that you have gone through while your recruit works his or her way into becoming a police officer. I know a family sacrifice. I know how difficult it is to see your loved one want something so badly, to work so hard to make an achievement, and how your hopes and their dreams are intertwined. And I know that all of you breathe a sigh of relief today as they graduate. But also thank you because you have given them what it takes to be a member of this law enforcement community, what it takes to be a Los Angeles police officer. I can do a few things for them. I can teach them the law. I can make them run a little faster. Officer Forrest can test their endurance. We can teach them a little bit about the law. We can teach them a lot about police work. Something about tactics. But the one thing that makes a Los Angeles police officer you give to them is something I can test, but I can't create. It's their character. And their character is why they sit in these chairs. Well, they look good in their uniforms, and they have learned to be proficient with the tools of their trade. Their academics have been tested. Their physical abilities have been sorely tested. But that's not what makes them a good cop. A good cop is somebody that recognizes, as Mr. Tiefenk said, that doing the right thing is the only thing in policing. Policing is the one occupation where how you do things far outweighs the results of what you do. Think about that. That we value, this profession values, the limits placed on us, the restrictions to our authority, which is great, more than we value the results of what we do. You have to do things the right way, and you have taught them that. Now, to my newest police officers. You enter this profession at a time that is unique in my experience. You enter this profession when we have become so successful at reducing crime. But, and this is the important part, we currently suffer from a perception of lack of connection to community. Now, I think the LAPD does very well at this, as does SC and Airport. But nationally, the perception of police legitimacy, the perception of how police interact with the community is in grave question. Some of this is influenced by Ferguson. Some of it is influenced by our own success. You know, as we get better at what we do, sometimes we lose the vision of why we do it. You see, policing is not just about reducing crime. Sure, when you're the chief of police, that's what you're expected to do. That's what the community demands of us. But it's much more than that. See, our success is not about the absence of crime. It's about the presence of justice. And justice is created in everything you do, in the way you do things, not the results of what you do. It's in how you treat people and how they view your ability to be fair, to be impartial, even when it's very difficult to do that. Tremendous example last night. Hundreds of protesters exercising legitimate First Amendment rights, which you are all responsible for ensuring, just as you're responsible for ensuring the safety of the community through enforcing the penal code, you are responsible for ensuring the constitutional rights of people by protecting the First Amendment, by keeping people free from unlawful search and seizure, by making sure that you understand that you are as responsible to the Constitution as you are to the laws that govern the state and the city of California. This is a tremendous burden to place on people that are so young. My father often told me that police work is built upside down. By the time you're wise enough to do it, you're too old to do it. And unfortunately, sometimes I wonder if I'm wise enough, but I know I'm too old. The point being that police legitimacy is created by you. I am your spokesperson. I am your chief. I'm the face of the department. But you're the one that creates legitimacy. You're the one whose interactions every day with people build support for this police department and build a belief in the authority, the fairness, the ability to see your job as more than just handcuffs. And that is your challenge. Because this journey that all of law enforcement in America, I'm not just talking about the Los Angeles Police Department or the Airport Police or USC, I'm talking about all of law enforcement in the United States. The issues that we face will not be solved by chiefs, although we will work very hard at it. They will be solved by you, our newest police officers. When you use your judgment, when you use restraint, when you recognize that doing things the right way is more important than the right result, then, and only then, do we become seen by the community as of them and not over them. I'll close the way I always do, and that is a message to the friends and family, and also to these young men and women. And that is a promise. And I promise that while they protect and serve the city of Los Angeles, I will protect and I will serve them. Thank you.